Jesus said, abide in me. Now, why do you think he said that? I think we can understand the answer to that question by looking at what happened to a friend of mine. This big young guy from Nebraska was a growing Christian, reading his Bible, praying, learning to share his faith. But he had some other interests too, of course. So one day, he and a buddy decided they would just stop their daily Bible reading and prayer for about 6 weeks and see what happened. Can you guess? It was 8 years before my friend came back to the Lord, and the other fellow never did, as far as I know. Imagine, 8 wasted years. And my friend would tell you that himself, because he didn't think it was important to abide in Christ. In John chapter 15, called the Abiding Chapter, Jesus makes it abundantly clear from the start that we must depend on him. He is the true vine, he said, and you are the branches. Now, what does the vine or the trunk do for the branches? Well, of course, the vine does a number of things. First of all, the vine gives the branches life, and the vine gives the branches stability. The vine provides an anchor for the branch. Now, these two things, life and stability, are two answers to the question of why we must abide in Christ. You see, if Jesus is the true vine, the real vine, the genuine vine, it naturally follows that there must be some counterfeits furnished by the devil. In fact, there are many of them. I'm sure there are people on your block who believe that they can find life and stability in their profession, in economic security, in some form of religion, through a new president and the right political party, through drugs and alcohol, through education, a new home, a condo in Florida, or a new boat, you name it. I've heard it all, and so have you. No, the Bible says there is one genuine source of life and stability, and that is Jesus Christ alone. He is the only one who can give us a solid rock upon which to build a life or a nation. Our country would do well to remember our foundations of faith. As individuals, we must remember. Then, when the winds and the floods of life come, we will not be shaken because we abide in him. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.